Hello and welcome to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. My guest today is Dave O'Brien, who is the co-founder and CEO of Quantum 5, which is a new company that aims to provide what it calls a social advocacy platform to transform how training is conducted at dealerships. And he's going to share a little bit more what that means here in a bit. But Dave, great to meet you, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Joe, thanks for having me. It's a beautiful Monday here in Scottsdale. I'm hesitant in case there's folks suffering the cold today. I probably shouldn't have said that. They'll hang up on us.
Right? Well, you know what? It's a beautiful day here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a little chilly, but you know, hopefully the groundhog is wrong, and we'll have spring weather here before any more snow. But yeah, it's great to meet you and talk with you here. And want to get a sense of, we talked a little bit about this offline, but in launching Quantum 5 and deciding to start this company, what was maybe the key industry need that you spotted that you wanted to help solve?
You know, Joe, for me, it's all about my passion to make sure that individual salespeople or service advisors, whichever group we're working with, I want to help them do one thing. And that is be able to go home to their families at the end of the day and say, Mom or Dad had a better day. I was more effective. Customers were happier, spent more, bought more, because that's where I grew up in this industry. I mean, I had a dad who came out of World War II, didn't even have his high school degree when he went into World War II and became a car dealer. And I went into this business. It was transformative to my life, just like my dad. I have a son in the retail car business. And I want to be able to see the teams and dealerships have the kind of skills they need during these evolutionary times where digital and this virus and other things are causing accelerated changes to the way customers shop. And I don't want to see those folks left behind.
Well, from what I understand of the company, you know, you guys are focused on, you know, dealer training, but you know, with so many of those similar platforms out there, you guys are different in that you bring, you know, gamification into the process. How does that look like? What does that look like to the dealer using the Quantum 5 services?
No, absolutely. So the idea that we were going to train people seemed like a good idea, mm-hmm. but having been around helping dealers for 30 years of my life, what I knew was that it was time to break the cycle of dealers paid a lot, then the trainer left, and okay, then maybe it stuck, maybe it didn't, and then the dealer had to start again in frustration. And so as we built the training, I went to one of the folks in my life that was already involved with how could we use technology to get content in a machine learning AI-like environment, but yet still keep humans. And how do we bring learning to people differently? So what Quantum did is we did create, Joe, as you said, a gamified fun environment whereby we can take people through foundational learning, either in person or live virtual. But then they go into the Quantum environment with our community manager. Our community manager then uses our technology to be able to know, okay, Joe's on a team with five other people at the dealership, and there's five others on the other team. And now, how do I help Joe want to keep learning? How do I deliver Joe challenges where you can be solving learning problems that directly relate to your business? What if I could also be digesting CRM data, Joe? What if I knew not just where your skills were currently, what if I knew yesterday you had two phone calls and you had three internet leads and you got no appointments? What if the community manager and the technology could reach out to you and go, Joe, let us help today. Here's ideas on phone calls. Here's ideas on responding to an internet lead. Here's how you get those appointments. So it is the bringing together of that, and then also getting Joe to want to keep playing, because maybe there was a really cool gift card out there. And maybe that gift card was uniquely tailored to what we knew were your motivations, which are different than Sally on the team because she cares about different stuff. So that's the blend that Quantum created.
And so in terms of the logistically, I mean, you know, on your team at Quantum, you guys would have the trainers themselves, but also the tech developers in that back end as well.
Yeah, for a guy like me who's been just being the training guy for 30 years, my life has evolved a lot in the last 6 months, right? So we have several different pods working all at once. I go to stand-up meetings now, they're called. And so I have this team of content developers. I have this team of app engineers who are using the AI and machine learning to create the content that we deliver to people through the app and then build the app. On the other side of it, I have people who are called community managers. They're the humans that still came from the car business, Joe. So they still get it. They still understand auto retail, whether it be the showroom or the service advisor's life. And I have these people called community architects. These are people that are meeting and talking with managers at the dealership who are clients on a regular basis. You'd think of them like Vin Solutions performance manager or VAuto's performance manager, right? They're a high-level person meeting with the strategic people at the dealer. And so we also have a training team that travels. So those three groups then interface with the human side, and they then know how to help us customize our technology to the people in the stores we need to raise up the level for.
And the topics and skill sets that you train dealer employees on is similar to what standard dealership training would be?
I got to tell you straight up, no, we took a really unconventional approach, right? I wrote an article called Confessions of a Trainer because I really had to think through some of the things I've done with dealers for the last 30 years that I think all of us in training need to rethink right now. And Joe, when we think about it, I think folks like me used to show up at dealerships and we'd go, hey, so I've never sold cars in your town in Davenport, Iowa, but let me just tell you how you need to sell cars. This is the best way. And this is how you desk your deals. Oh, and let's reformat your email templates. I took a different approach. I said, look, dealers know their markets. They're going to want to customize and adjust certain things in their process. But why don't we go focus on the five core skills that science tells us all salespeople, I don't care if you're selling steel, commercial real estate, pharmaceuticals, or automobiles. If you don't have these five skills, selling success happens at a more difficult, less efficient, less successful level. So we go teach skills that make any dealer's process work. If the dealer wants to be on Roadster, awesome. I want to help his people be magnificently successful on Roadster. I'm going to teach those same skills to his service advisor team. And if he says we're using Xtime, I want to make Xtime work awesome for that advisor and that dealer and that customer. So we are the skills that make any dealer's systems, technologies, or processes hum instead of just trying to teach salespeople scripts, steps, road to a sale, you must do this, like I was taught and like I used to teach.
Yep.
I'm kind of a reformed person on this.
Gotcha. And then, you know, on the, to go back to the, some of the developers, some of them have backgrounds in game development.
My partner, Ken Herforth, came to us from a really interesting technology environment, where he started as a chief strategy officer for Wells Fargo. And he likes to refer to himself as a reformed banking technology person. And from there, he ended up in the gaming industry and building and developing games that then became really well known. And from there, Ken evolved into an environment where he said, how can we do things that allow people to use technology in ways where it's for them instead of used against them, right? And so everything we do is for our learners. And it is from that gaming methodology that we said, learning is supposed to be community. Learning's supposed to be fun. Learning's supposed to happen when you want, for as long as you want. It's supposed to allow you to achieve based on what motivates you. And so we blended all of that and we call it social advocacy learning community, because we think that people want to be together as they learn. We think people should be their own advocates for their learning. And we think it should happen around others when that happens. So we've blended that in a way that still incorporates games, challenges, fun. We've got somebody who spent 2 years at Marvel Comics as part of our team doing some of our graphic design on some of the learning lessons and some of the heroes and characters inside the learning. I've encouraged them to be very nice when they draw dealers, though, I promise.
Well, that is that's pretty fun. That sounds like it'd be a kind of an interesting way to illustrate the auto industry. Who better than Marvel? That's really cool. Well, last question before I let you go here, Dave. We're about halfway through the first quarter here of 2021. But what are some targets and things on your radar for Quantum 5 this year as we head into the second quarter?
Yeah, no, I know I'm supposed to say we're really focused on growth and things like that, Joe. And we do have some wonderful dealers coming on board. And every day we're having really wonderful conversations with prospective clients. I think what I'm focused most on right now is something that I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, which is we have to change the conversation happening around automotive, digital retail, technology. And what I mean by that is we're talking a lot about how the technology is going to enable things to happen in a dealership, on our websites. That all leads to this conversation called omnichannel and how dealers have to work to be more omnichannel. And I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, I just want to know when we're going to talk about the I in omnichannel. So what you're going to hear from Quantum for the next few months for sure is we have to focus on the I in omnichannel, which is let's help the individual salesperson and individual service advisor so that this doesn't become a technology to race that is about eliminating them. I heard a wonderful, smart CEO of a technology company like me talking to dealers recently about, you know, this is going to enable cost cuts and you're going to be able to start to think, how do I hire the blue Best Buy shirts? And, you know, I can so reduce compensation around what it costs to sell a car. And what our pilot dealers at Quantum have seen is that it's not a race to the bottom. When technology becomes the enabler and the sales team is truly the individual who is omnichannel and finishes seamlessly and frictionlessly because they know how, there's more profit to be made. Technology helped us do that by making things easier. So I'm anxious over the next few months to continue that dialogue with my peers and fellow company owners that says, we can use digital retail technology to make more money for dealers. It doesn't have to be blue shirts. And omnichannel means remember the I as well. And that I is our team that doesn't have to go away.
Dave, it was so good to meet you, and thank you so much for spending some time with us today and telling us the story of Quantum.
Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it so much, and hope everything's going good in North Carolina, and be well and be safe out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My thanks to Dave O'Brien and the team of Quantum 5. I'm Joe Overby, and for our entire crew at Auto Remarketing, thanks for listening.